Norwegian is the smallest of the world's big three cruise lines, but it's heavily invested in Southeast Alaska. It deployed two megaships, the Bliss and Joy, last year and had planned the return until the COVID-19 pandemic. The company had also been investing on dry land. It's a partner with Hoonah's Icy Strait Point, which is expanding to add a second dock for megaships. The company is also involved in Ketchikan's private megadock project under construction in Ward Cove. And Norwegian agreed to pay $20 million in a land auction for a piece of Juneau's downtown waterfront owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust. The trust says it's received $15 million so far and has received assurances that the sale for the 3-acre parcel will close by the end of the year. The Miami-based company told investors Tuesday it's raising $2 billion through a combination of stock offerings and private bonds that would be paid back first in the event of the cruise giant going belly up. The cash infusion includes $400 million from a private equity group that gets a seat on Norwegian's board of directors. The company's stock sale announcement included a cautionary note cataloging a laundry list of risks facing the cruise industry. The company's putting up, among other things, two cruise ships and two islands it owns as collateral. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.